Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop to reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, it would come into your life, that you would find meaning and substance in this word, and that like a seed that goes into the ground, that dies and then brings forth new life, God's word would bring forth new life within you as you seek to follow him in day-to-day living. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, our strength, without you we are weak and wayward creatures. Protect us from all dangers that attack us from the outside, and cleanse us from all evil that arises from within ourselves, that we may be preserved through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now the gospel reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 7th chapter, selected verses. Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrine. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human traditions.'" Then he called to the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but what things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, or vice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord. As I read through this gospel text, it always brings a smile to my face, because when I think about this text, I think about my college roommate. For 3 years in college, I lived in a house with 10 other guys, and as you can imagine, it wasn't always the cleanliest. And my roommate, his name's Tom, one day he posted a piece of paper in the kitchen, and it had this verse on it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. Now, he was trying to send not quite a subtle message that if you use something in the kitchen, clean it and put it away. It's really kind of a misuse of scripture, but it was always, I found it humorous that he used this Bible verse to kind of chide people to clean up after themselves. While the point wasn't to do these things, it really gets at, in some ways, what's important. Because what was happening is some of the religious leaders of the day were concerned about the outward appearance, right? They noticed that some of the disciples ate with unwashed hands, right? Defiled hands. And part of it is we have to stop back and go, okay, wait a minute. We really should wash our hands before we eat. We really should wash the produce before we consume it, right? But it's not by not doing that that it makes us unclean. The people were not going by, quote, the law. because there's nothing in Leviticus or other parts of the Old Testament that say you must wash your hands, but it was a tradition. It calls it the tradition of the elders, right? Something good, and some of these traditions are really good. But what was happening is they were using these traditions against Jesus and saying, they don't follow this. And what Jesus does is he turns it around. Because part of it is, while they're concerned about the outward appearance, Jesus goes, it's not that which is from the outside that makes us unclean, but it's what's from the inside. It challenges us in a way to say, how is it that we live our faith? How do we live day to day? And it's not just the outward appearances that matter, but it's what comes from within. I mean, think about it. Just because you wear a cross as a necklace, does that make you a Christian? Of course not. Just because you wave a flag doesn't necessarily make you a patriot. Those outward signs, wearing a cross, waving a flag, can be indicators of patriotism, can be indicators of faith. But just doing the outward sign isn't what truly makes you the person you are. It's what comes from within. Do you understand the love for our country? And how you seek to live that out, that's what makes somebody a patriot, not simply waving a flag. What makes you a Christian is faith in Christ and not an outward appearance of wearing a cross. Jesus goes deeper into that and says, it's not that what comes from outside, but within. And he gives this list, right? This list of evil intentions that come from within. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, our vice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. When people see this list, sometimes they're drawn to some of the, you know, the more salacious ones, right? Fornication, sex outside of marriage, adultery, murder, right? And some of these people don't even know what they are. Right? How many of us can define our vice without looking it up? It's greed or passion for riches, right? How do we, covetousness is another way to do that. Or licentiousness means morally unrestrained, sometimes sexually, to be lewd, right? And sometimes we focus on some of those that are, you know, that seem to be the sin of the day, right? The popular ones that we do. But I think some ways, if we look at this list, the ones that we really need to really guard ourselves against, envy, slander, pride, folly, we don't think of these as really deadly sins, but they can really lead us down a path, right? Envy, when we envy somebody, it can lead us to do things that we really shouldn't. Slander, how do we seek to put down our neighbors rather than lift them up? Pride, seeking to lift ourselves up, thinking ourselves as more important than we really are. Jesus says, those are the things, these things that sometimes come from within, because what happens is when we're filled with pride, slander, folly, licentiousness, right, then a lot of times it gets lived out in actions that are unchristian. The question becomes, how do we live out our faith? The outward signs are great, but what Jesus challenges us is to think about our motives, to think about what's inside of us, how it is that we see other people, and then challenge us to go and to love our neighbor as ourself, to love God above everything else, because these evil intentions that are within us, in some ways they all come, I think, from a sense of pride, of placing ourselves above God, that breaking of the first commandment. Jesus challenges those who are around him to think about not just the outward signs, but the inward. What's going on within us? Next time you're in your kitchen and you're washing the dishes, or you're in the bathroom washing your hands, think about this passage. Not because we have to do those things, right? To clean up after ourselves, to wash our hands. But it reminds us the outward acts, while they can be helpful, what we really need to think is to stop and to take a moment and think about what's going on inside of us. What are those things that are within us? And surrender ourselves to Jesus as we seek to live a life of faith, a life that brings honor and glory to the one who has given us everything, his very life. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, the traditions that you have placed before us sometimes can be helpful, but we're not obligated to always hold to those things, because what's important is not the outward signs, but the inward notion of what lies in our hearts. Send your Spirit to be amongst us, to wash our heart, to create in us a new spirit, so that we may go forth and serve you. Help us to put away those things of pride and envy and folly, those things that seek to lift us up, and help us to live a life that brings honor and glory to our neighbor. Help us to think of others more than ourselves. Empower us with your Spirit to live in this manner. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.